Maybe. Like, everyone will follow him on Twitter for more crazy micro hijinks.
What will he do next?
What will he do next? What is he going to do naked this time?
I'm making some ham hocks and beans and cornbread.
Is that real? Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's real. It's a real thing. It's an Emeril Lagasse recipe.
What is a ham hock? I'm assuming it's ham of some kind.
Yes, it's the upper part of a pig's foot.
Is that really true?
Yeah, that's true.
That sounds
really good.
It sounds kind of gross. I mean, I like pork rather. I like pig.
I like pig.
I like pork, but I don't know if I'd eat their foot.
It's not the bottom of the foot. It's like the ankle.
Oh, much better. Yeah.
Yes.
The ankle. The delicious ankle.
No, they're really good. You can put them in soup.
So it's like a stew thing?
Yeah.
It's a cheap thing, isn't it? That's why you're doing it. It's really cheap.
And because Emeril cooked it, and it sounded good.
Well, if Emeril cooked it.
Emeril. Yeah, it has to be good.
That's true. Yeah. So I figured out why the audio was so bad last time.
What happened?
So the this is going to sound really, really bad, but that's okay. So I have a headset and I have my microphone, and my microphone was connected to Skype fine, and we were talking and it sounded smooth and buttery or whatever, you know. That sounded
right.
But then my recording program was only picking up my headset for whatever reason, so it basically sounded like I was in a tunnel the entire episode.
So the default recording device was your headset. You wear your headset while we're recording.
Yeah, I mean, I need to hear. I don't want to. Oh, okay. I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to
not hear me, I guess.
Yeah, well, I could hear you on my computer speakers, but then that would pick up, like, you know, I forget what they call it. There's a term. There's an audio term for that. Why can't I remember this? Feedback.
Yeah.
Thank you. So that'd pick up feedback, so I wear a headset so I don't have to do that. But my audio recording program automatically picks up my headset for whatever reason. And since that my mic isn't in all the sense. Time, it's always set to be my default recording because I'm wearing it most of the time. So yeah, that was a very amateur move by me. Now I'll remember to check.
Have we been doing that every episode?
No, I usually remember. It's just a drop down box. I can switch my audio input, and I just forgot to do it last episode. That's all.
Okay.
So I'll remember to do it from now on. So if you're listening from last week, thank you for sticking with us, because even though the quality is awful,
it wasn't that bad.
It will be this good for the rest of the thing. Isn't that exciting? That we'll have good audio for the rest.
Can we really fulfill that
promise? I mean, we really can't, but I mean, you know, whatever. It's fine.
Wink, wink.
So, how's the ham hock business going? Are you boiling it?
They're going to boil for a couple hours, and then I'm going to pull the meat off of the hock.
And then
will become a stew.
The hock?
Well, the bone. There's bones in the foot,
yeah,
I guess, and you have to pull the meat part off of the foot part.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure. This is sounding better and better as we talk about it. I get the foot bone part, but what I don't get is, do you cook the bones in the stew already, I guess? I guess it makes sense. It imparts some flavor.
Yeah, you just throw them in whole at first, and then later on when they're loose... You pull all the meat off of the hawk.
I like the sound of this thing.
It's really good. I'll make it for you sometime.
I'm good. I'll pass. Thanks, though. Thank you very much, but I'm good.
You're welcome.
Why is it called ham hock?
I think because people wouldn't buy it if it was called ham foot.
Ham ankle. Right? Ham ankle.
I'll have the pig ankle.
Is it spelled like hawk, like caw, or is it spelled something else?
I think it's O, H O.
Oh, hawk. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Like
yeah,
hawk
yeah.
or like phlegm is in your throat. Oh, that makes it sound even better.
Like Hockaloogie. Yeah, I got it.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it. So they're like, let's not name it Pig Ankle. We'll call it Hawk. Oh, they're clever over there, the namers of that thing. They're real good.
Those pig butchers are probably a little weird.
A little? Just
a little, little bit.
I'm Wikipediaing it. The joint between the tibia, fibula, and the metatarsals of the foot.
Yeah, that one.
Where the foot was attached to the hog's leg. They don't even call the pig. They just call it a hog.
I guess there might be a difference. Is there a difference between a hog and a pig?
I'm not a hog expert.
Yeah, neither am I.
I wish I was, though. That'd be cool, right?
I guess.
Hog expert. Whole hog expert. Anyway, well, that sounds delicious. I'm so glad you're having ham hocks for dinner. It sounds so dirty, just the sound of that. Ham hocks.
Yeah, I think it originated as kind of like a poor people thing, but...
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's like part of the pig that they didn't usually eat, so they just, I guess, threw it in a stew, which is what I'm doing. But they're really good if they're smoked and you make pork and beans with them.
Uh-huh. That's...
I guess it's the bone and ankle and joint part add flavor to the stew.
Yeah. Yep. I love pork as much as the next guy. I just wouldn't eat anything's foot. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I'll eat pretty much anything.
Yeah, we've established that already. Yes. I'm pretty sure. Okay, well, that's exciting. That's very exciting. I'm glad you're having that for dinner. You want to go into some weird news? Now I've got some stories for you.
Yeah, I want to hear some news stories.
Reaction. Okay, so this one is kind of a classic tale of, you know, someone comes home to find burglars at their place, you know?
Yeah.
But there's a twist at this one, right? The burglars are... This happened in Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee, no less.
Okay.
And some poor woman came home to burglars, and they were doing it on her couch.
Couldn't they wait, like, until they were done?
I don't know. That's very strange, isn't it? Like, you kind of wonder if they're actually burglars or they're just kind of weird.
Were they stealing stuff or were they just there to...
Well, the house was, like, messed up. It looked burgled. Okay. You know, obviously they didn't burgle anything because... Is that a word? Burgle? Burgle? They didn't burgle anything because they didn't get away. You know, they didn't take anything. They just, like, did stuff and then they did other stuff, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, they're not very good burglars. They should consider a different occupation.
That's kind of weird. I don't understand why you'd need to do that as a burglar. Maybe
it's thrilling.
Yeah, maybe they're not really burglars. Maybe they're just kind of those kind of, I don't know.
Just weird pervert people.
People that, like, get a kick out of that kind of thing. The story doesn't go into, like, what happened there, but, like, that would be a really awkward...
Yeah, I think I would just walk back out of my house.
You'd just like oh, see ya.
Oh.
Well, then the burglars,
hey, guys.
Then the burglars would get away, though.
That's fine. I don't want to deal with that.
You're like, I'm good. I don't need that in my life.
Oh, you guys
right now.
Just finish up and get out of here.
Take what you want. You probably touched enough things with some things of your body.
Yes. And this, if you touched it, take it, please.
Do you think... I mean, I'm just wondering how that would go down. Like, you walk in, you see two random strangers having relations on your couch, and they're obviously, like, criminals. They obviously broke into your house.
Yeah,
like,
they're not people you knew.
What do you
Even
do?
Even if they were, like, you'd still be pretty mad.
Like, a regular criminal, you'd be like, oh, shit, and then you'd probably run away. But, like, that is like, okay, guys... Party's over.
I mean, I'm
home.
They're kind of, they're in a spot where they're not going to be able to get you.
No, they're not. Like, you're in control.
They're stuck there
for a minute. You're completely in control of the situation. You basically can be like, well, I've caught you in the act. You know, let's see.
Not make this any worse for anybody else than it needs to be.
Put your pants on and get the hell out of here, you know, kind of thing.
No, I would probably yell at them. Just be like, what are you doing?
No.
Stop it.
So, according to the story, she picks up a broom and then like chases one of the guys out of the house. But I don't know what happens to the other person involved. Like, it doesn't really say anything. Like, it's very limited on the details of what went down. She picked up a broom, they left the premises, who knows what happened next, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Would you fight them off, or you just back out?
I don't know if I would fight. I think a broom is a good idea. She had the right idea, because then you don't have to touch them.
Yeah, that's a good call. I would, like, pick up my grossest broom. Like, the one with all, like, the bug carcasses on it. Yeah,
not the one you use on your clean floors.
You know, yeah. I have, like, a broom that I use to, like, sweep bug, like with, like, a little broom pail thing to, like, sweep up, like, bugs and other gross shit. I would use that broom on them.
Yeah.
You know, to kind of get them back for what they're doing in my house, you know? Yeah, so that's that. We need to introduce this episode. We haven't done that yet. It's been like 10 minutes.
Okay, time for an introduction.
Okay, are you ready? Should I do a drum roll? No.
Yeah.
Oh, I should. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you can hear that.
I can hear it. Hello, and welcome to the Time Bat Show with Time Asus and Bat Snacks. My name is Bat Snacks.
And I'm Time Asus.
Hello, welcome to our show.
And this is episode number six.
I think it's six.
I think I get it wrong every episode.
Yeah, last time it was eight, I think, and now
I will just boost up the number of the episode by one, and I'll say that, and then you'll correct me, and that'll be kind of our bit every episode.
That's kind of a yeah.
Not supposed to tell people our bit. They're supposed to just catch it on.
It's okay. We can edit this out.
But it's kind of a making of kind of thing. Like, ooh,
yeah.
How are we doing? Our podcast had 5 listeners today. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We're big time, folks. We are in the big time. And yesterday we had one listener.
And yeah. That one listener wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me either. I didn't listen
to
it.
All right.
Listen to this garbage.
Mr. or Mrs. One Listener, we're happy that you're here.
Yeah, we are. And I'm sure they're listening right now. I mean, not right now. That would be very hard to do, I feel like. But
yeah, I'd be worried if they were listening right now, but
that'd be cool if it was like somehow live.
Some guy is like watching through my window. Like,
yeah.
He's like, hey.
But he wouldn't be picking up my vocals, so he would just be confused what's happening.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Yeah, so episode 6. Can you believe we made it this far?
Yeah, I can believe it.
Oh, you can? Because I can't. But that's
cool. Oh, you can't?
No, I can't.
No, I think these come pretty naturally. Anyway, I have sort of, not a weird news story, but something, I think, you know, I told you about it earlier in the week, but there are, or not, we don't know, but apparently scientific data supports, how do I say this, supports
aliens.
Evidence that they're, not aliens, that there are water plumes on one of Jupiter's moons, Europa.
So, aliens.
There are basically, like, water volcanoes, I guess. There's a liquid ocean underneath the ice surface, and the water spurts out of the surface.
Wow.
Kind of like our volcanoes do, because they,
Is it really hot water?
I don't know.
Because, like, we have those in, like, what the hell is that called? Like, in the geothermal layer of the ocean?
Yeah,
have,
in, like Yosemite National Park.
Yeah. We have those things, and those are hot, so maybe it's the same kind of thing.
I think that the temperature is probably not as hot as the ones here, because Europa has an ice surface, so it would have to be, you know, it could be a lower temperature and still have enough force, I guess, to force itself out.
Yeah. That's interesting. So that means there's aliens.
It basically means there's mermaids, because...
Yes, on Europa.
I mean, we can pretty much say that with 100% certainty, that there are definitely mermaids on Europa, because where there is water...
There are mermaids.
There are mermaids.
That's the... a famous scientist said that, I think.
Yeah, that's...
I think it was Isaac Newton who...
Yeah.
That's Newton's law.
Newton's law of mermaids.
Yeah, wherever there's water, there are mermaids. Yeah. He was really ahead of his time, you know?
Yeah, he was.
Calculus, mermaids, you know, the list goes on and on. Apples, you know. He's a good guy. I believe in aliens. I think we already talked about this.
Yeah, I think we both believe in aliens.
I don't think Europa's got, like, green men or anything, but I do think it's got, like, bugs and shit.
Mermaids.
And mermaids, obviously. Mermaid, I don't think that's been done yet, like, mermaid aliens.
If it hasn't been, it needs to be.
Yeah, that seems like a thing that should be. That seems like an anime or something.
Have, like, a ship that's full of water,
and they, like, swim around in it?
They swim around in the ship.
That's interesting. It's like a big globe.
Yeah, it's like the abyss, except it's space.
Wow, the space abyss.
Yeah.
Well, space is kind of like an abyss already.
An abyss.
Whoa. Did I just blow your mind?
Yeah.
All right, I have one more weird news story for you, and then we're going to move on to some questions.
Okay.
Are you ready? This one,
yeah, I'm prepared.
This is a doozy. So, do you know of Mike Rowe? You know who that is, right?
Mike Rowe?
Yeah, the Dirty Jobs guy.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
You know what I'm talking about. He's like...
Yeah.
And he does all the Ford commercials, and he does other things.
He does Levi's jeans commercials,
yeah,
too,
yeah.
I think.
So he apparently lives in San Francisco or whatever, and a few days ago, a drone was flying over his house. And so he got outside, and he took a shotgun with him, and he was naked, and he shot at the drone with a shotgun.
Wait, why was he naked, though?
It's not really clear on that one.
I think that's...
But I'm just going to assume that... Like,
the story is not weird until you get to that little detail.
Oh, you think it's completely normal for Mike Rowe to just be shooting at drones with a shotgun?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, that's
fine.
But the nudity is just weird. Yeah.
The nudity makes it a little bit weird, I think.
I'm hoping... So what I'm hoping is... he just is naked all the time in his house. Like, I kind of imagine that now. Like, he just does things naked. Like, he's one of
those
people.
That's just how he does it.
You know what I mean? Can't you kind of imagine that? Like, he's that kind of guy.
Yeah, I could.
He's a very, like, salt of the earth kind of dude, you know?
He goes out in the woods naked with his
shotgun.
He's
got a shotgun. You know, he's like, what is this blasted contraption? And he, like, runs out and tries to shoot at it, you know?
That's I mean, does he have a fence? I guess he doesn't, because people saw him, obviously. Right?
I don't know. It's not really clear on that part. It just says he was naked. It doesn't really say, like, neighbor Belinda whatever saw naked Mike Rowe shoot at a thing. It just says he's naked. I don't know. It doesn't specify.
That's interesting. I mean, good for him. That does not tarnish my... opinion of
no,
Mike Rowe
if anything
in
it
any
makes
way.
Me respect
if anything I like him a little bit more
right
now.
Right, because you're like, this guy is a no-nonsense fellow. Like, if he has to shoot out a drone in his backyard when he's naked, like, he'll do it, you know. He's not gonna question that decision. He's gonna do it. And you've got every right, you know, to shoot down a drone naked in your yard.
Maybe the drone was like a paparazzi drone and was videotaping his house or something.
Oh, maybe. And he like
and
saw
maybe,
it.
Yeah, maybe this is like a persistent thing that he deals with.
Mm,
so maybe he was like, you know what? I'm going to make the most of this situation.
Drones.
I'm going to go out there naked and shoot it with a gun.
Isn't that,
and this will be all over the news.
Isn't that exactly what the paparazzi drone would want, though?
Yeah, but... I mean, it kind of does good for him. I bet you a lot of people are watching Dirty Jobs right now because of that story.
Maybe. Like, everyone will follow him on Twitter for more crazy micro hijinks.
What will he do next?
What is he going to do naked this time?
It's kind of hard to top shooting drones with a shotgun,
no.
though.
He could shoot other things with a shotgun.
That's true.
Like birds and stuff.
You know? He could, like, shoot a bird and barbecue it in his,
in his yard. No, in his front yard. And he's just completely naked while he does all of this. And he, like, shows people. And if people want to come and, like, record it, he'll show how he, like, flays the squirrel or the bird or whatever.
I think
and,
that's
like,
a new show.
Cooks it. Yeah, like, naked Mike Rowe.
In his backyard adventures.
Oh, no, nakedmicro.com. It's like a live stream of him naked in his house all the time, all day. And he just does things. And it shows him how he lives his life. And he does very outdoorsy stuff, even though he lives in, like, downtown San Francisco. Or whatever.
Yeah, he, like, starts fires, not with matches, but with... He, like, rubs sticks together in his house.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, he like shoots a bird in his front yard, and then people, the paparazzi show up, and they're like, "Micro shot a bird." You know, he's at it again, shooting at things naked, and then he starts like filleting the bird and cooking it, and then people are like, "Wow, I'm starting to learn something here."
Yeah, when they're like taking pictures of him, he winks at him like, "Oh, hey."
And then you know, the Discovery Channel picks up that for a show. Naked. What would it be called? Naked.
There's a Naked and Afraid show.
Yeah, that's I feel like survival, you have to have
Naked
though.
In the title. Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be Naked something.
Naked and Dirty.
Or nice. That's
Naked good. Mike Ross. Naked.
Mike Ross. Micro.
No, not Mike Ross. Yeah, Micro.
Mike Ross is like a fighting games commentator, isn't he?
I have no idea.
He is.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Hey, Mike Ross, if you're out there, we're going to hashtag you in this episode.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, Mike. Oh, my God. Mike Ross is an esports, like, commentator. Oh, God.
I probably saw him at Evo.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, that would be a show I'd watch right there.
Mike Naked Ross. Mike Ross and Mike Rowe.
Together.
Do manly things together in their backyard.
In their front yard. People have to be able to see it whenever they want. And
the front yard just seems...
And what? What is wrong with the front yard?
It seems so, like, out in the open to be doing that.
That's the whole point.
I guess.
And we're going to add in the burglary sex couple here, too.
Yes.
They're going to be on the couch in the front yard just going at it.
They can be guests.
No, that's the background of the show, like, at all times. Like, the show is going on in the front, but in the back, that's always
there's
happening.
There's just burglars having sex.
It's really, it takes them a really long time.
I mean, clearly, if they were there when she got home and they didn't have time to, like, get out of there.
This episode age rating just went really, like, high.
We haven't, like, used profanity or anything.
That's true. But, I mean, the content. I mean, there's all these naked people doing it and shooting at things.
Yeah, maybe this will be our inaugural NSFW episode.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Who knows?
That's the
name, I think it's okay. I think it's fine.
Yeah, Naked Mike
Naked Mike Ross.
And Mike Ross.
I think if it were anyone else, it would be a lot worse, though. Like, Mike Ross, I'm not really
you
disturbed.
You mean Mike
by.
Rowe.
My, not, gosh, damn it. Okay.
I mean, they're both going to be
Mike
in the
Rowe,
show.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike
yeah,
Rowe.
Yeah, you'd be disturbed if someone else was doing it.
Yeah, like if it was George Clooney, it would be a lot different than if it was Mike Rowe.
Yeah, people would be like, is he off his meds? Like, what's going on with George?
Yeah, Mike Rowe is just kind of like, yep, that sounds like something he would do.
Yeah. If there's any other celebrity, it'd be like, they think he's crazy or something. What would be the most awkward celebrity to see naked on their property? Would it be George? I don't know if George Clooney counts, but
no, that wouldn't be that weird.
I mean, it'd be weird, but maybe not that weird. Yeah, it's tough, isn't it?
That is tough.
What about George W. Bush?
That would be a little weird.
Yes, I think that's the first person that popped into my head. I don't
any
know why.
Politician, yeah,
but not
any
like an
politician.
Active politician, like a former one. You know what I
mean? Yeah,
they're not
like
in the limelight
left.
Anymore. You know?
Yeah.
So they do things or whatever.
Just because they can.
Because they can. So yeah, that's my answer. I think
George W.
Good old
that would
W.
be a weird one.
That would be fun. Well, it wouldn't be fun, but it would be something.
It might be fun.
It would be something.
I could see him shooting at a drone naked
in
his backyard, actually.
I mean, he's probably already done that before.
Probably pretty
just
regular.
People caught it on, like, camera.
That happens so much it doesn't even make the news.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, George
are just
Bush
like,
is
oh,
shooting
W's at
again.
It again.
He's just shooting drones naked again, whatever. You know, we don't even need to run that story. Everyone's heard that one already. You know. All right, you want to get into some Q&A here?
Yes, I'm prepared.
Are you? Are you sure you're prepared?
Yeah.
I wish I had like a really good one here.
I have a good one.
You do? Wow, look at that. Yeah. Saving the day.
Your brain is a computer. What are the names of some of the programs it's running?
My computer brain?
Yeah.
So what's the name of the like, you know, what's Windows for your brain? What would that be?
Called? Just
you know,
bad operating system .2.
Right, but what I need a name for that. Like like Nerve OS.
Nerve OS, yeah.
It spells out nervous accidentally. But
hey,
that's okay.
That's really
cool.
That's a good thing. That's a really cool thing you just did. That's something we need to remember.
What, Nerve OS?
I like that, Nerve OS, because we're both kind of nervous all the time.
Yeah, so it's like Nerve OS. So that's
like a little humor
the
there,
operating
too.
System running all, constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Nerve OS. And then, I mean, what else? Let's see. What else is running in the background on your computer all the time?
What's something that you, like, think about all the time and you can't not think about it?
If I'm going to die. No, I'm just kidding.
Must survive at all times.
What do I think about all the time? I don't know. I mean, this is going to get really dark if we go down this
Yeah,
path.
Let's maybe we shouldn't do this.
No. How about what's the thing that you're thinking about all the time? Cuz I already
usually what am I going to have for lunch.exe.
So, food. Yeah, I think food would be
not just I mean, especially lunch though.
Why lunch?
Is the I because every day I'm at work and I feel like I eat at the same places a lot and I always try to think of a new place to go.
Do you go out to lunch every day?
I try to, yeah.
Yeah, I do too, only because I'm lazy, but I'm like lazy in a different, this is a good segue, right? Laziness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm lazy in a different way than your average person. Well, maybe not. Maybe everyone's lazy this way and I just don't realize it. But like, I feel like there's two kinds of laziness, right? There's like time laziness and there's effort laziness. Right? You know what I mean? So, like, effort laziness is, like, I don't feel like doing X because it takes a lot of effort to do X, you know?
Yes.
And then there's time lazy, which is, like, I don't want to do X because it takes a lot of time to do X.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm time lazy. Like, I will expend more effort if I can save some time. You know what I mean? So, like, here's a great example. If I'm driving around a parking lot, and there's a spot way in the back, but it's free. I'll take it because I'm too lazy to drive around the parking lot looking for another spot. You know?
Yeah, but, there's one available.
But
I do
some
that too.
People
That's so
would call,
weird.
But some people would call the opposite lazy, right? Oh, you know, you're being...
Because it takes more time to walk there.
Well, it doesn't really take more time, though. It's actually... You're actually saving time in the long run because you're not... driving around the parking lot for 20 minutes.
There's also, I think, a much lower chance of you getting into an accident because the closer you get to the front of the parking lot, like the good parking spots, the more people are going to be pulling in and out.
Yeah.
And people just don't look when they're doing that.
Yeah.
Some of them will just run into you.
Exactly. So I'm too lazy to look for a spot. But other people might be too lazy to get out of their car and walk. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, like, there's two kinds of lazy, you know? Like, I'm too lazy to take all this time looking for a spot. Other people are too lazy to get out of their car and walk an extra distance to the place. Another good example is like when you go to a fast food restaurant or whatever, you know, it's like waiting in on the drive-thru versus just parking and going in.
Yeah.
Know? Like I'm too lazy to sit in the drive-thru because it takes forever. So I'll just go in. Even though it's taking more effort to go into the restaurant, it's getting me my food a lot faster. You know?
Yeah, there's less downtime.
Yeah, so it's like lazy thing. So I guess going back to the brain question, I don't even know how we started thinking about laziness. Oh, the food thing.
Yeah.
Hey, it came back around to the restaurant somehow. So food is always a thing. We'd need like a good name for that though, like an app name, you know, like
food time. foodclock.exe it runs at a certain number of megahertz and every second it checks
if you need
a meal
food. Yeah,
yeah,
that's good. I like that. And then I would have this other one that's like always checking if I'm doing something most efficiently because I'm very finicky about like stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like Stack Optimizer.
Yeah, exactly.
.dll.
Yeah, it would be a DLL because no one would ever.
You inject it into other programs.
Right, and you're just like, okay. And so, like, whatever I'm doing, I'm always like, wait a minute, this is wrong. This is not efficient. Let me fix it. And that gets me into trouble sometimes because then you over-optimize things. You know.
You spend so much, you get held down in the optimization process.
Yeah, like I'll spend more time optimizing than I would have if I just did this stupid thing in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens to me like all the time.
It happens to me a whole lot too.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I could do this right now and just buck up and do it. Or I could be like, what's a better way of doing this? And I'm taking like an hour figuring out a better way. And then by that time, like I could have just done the damn thing already.
Yeah.
I have that problem all the time. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of other brain things. I mean, I think those are the key ones, right? The food.
Food. The stimulants.
Operating system.
Do I need a coffee?
Yeah, am I really tired right now or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's mine. Okay, you want something here now?
Yeah, do you have a question?
Sure. When I say sure, I'm just saying... sure, to hopefully find something in the next 2 seconds. No, that's fine. I got something. Okay, so this one's a little... this is... maybe we should go with the humorous one, but too bad. This is the first good one I found. What's a personal rule that you have that you will never break? Yeah, do you have, like, any, like, super big principles? Or, like, let's go to spin-off of this question, right? Like you have, like, some principle that you have. You're very into principles. But like one that's like sillier than normal, and also you're very like staunch on it. Like other people knowing that you have that principle, be like, come on, what's the big deal? You know what I mean?
I'll never not tip.
You'll never not tip.
Yeah. If it's a restaurant, I'll never not tip.
Really? Even if your service is like really, really bad.
They could like spit in my face and break plates on me, and I would still probably
really
leave a $1 tip. Yeah.
Wow. Why?
I just feel like it's you're obligated to.
Yeah. Well, you did work in the food service industry for a little while.
Yeah.
Is that why?
I don't think that's why, because I did before that.
I have not tipped maybe once or twice in my life, but I do feel really weird. Like, if I'm... like, I do feel very obligated to leave a tip, but I could not do it if it was, like, really bad service. So, I don't know. That's a tough one. I do feel obligated, though.
I have a couple. I feel like they're all food-related. Like, I will not...
Everything's
eat.
Food with you, right? Food.exe, and then all your principles are about
food. I think about
food
a whole lot. I don't like sauce on steak. Or
I don't like
well-done steak.
Like A1 sauce?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A1 ketchup, Worcestershire.
Why would you put ketchup on a steak?
People do it.
Who does that? I want to hit them in the face.
You shouldn't, though. You shouldn't.
That's... what is that? That doesn't even make sense. I don't know why you'd put sauce on steak. I guess A1 is okay, but that's not really on it. That's like on the side.
Yeah.
You know.
I like the taste of meat too much to put other stuff on it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's fair. How do you like your steak done?
Rare.
Rare. Wow. That's good. I do medium rare. I can't do rare. That's too... okay, this one's really weird. If you had to spend 24 hours in a locked, empty room with a celebrity... and nothing sexual can take place, only conversation, or, I mean, whatever else you want, really. Who would you pick to be in that room with you?
There's so many.
You can only pick one, though. And it's going to be really boring because it's an empty room, and it's locked, and you can't leave.
Yeah. You got to pick someone that talks a lot.
You can't play any games or watch any movies or anything. I mean, you're just there with... this person for 24 hours, you know?
Quentin Tarantino?
You'd be with Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, why is that? Just because he's a
weirdo? I've listened to a lot of his director commentaries, and he has a lot of interesting things to say about movies, and I feel like he would be really entertaining to listen to.
You should.
And I feel like he like never stops talking.
You should just ask him about like. You should ask him to like, if you get really bored, you can ask him to recite all his scripts.
He probably could.
And then he would just do that, and then you could just imagine the movies again in your head. Like, that's true. That part was good. Yeah, I like that part.
That was yeah, really cool. I'd probably pick Quentin or a different director that I really like.
Yeah.
I feel like an actor might not have as many interesting things to say.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think so. I mean, maybe. Maybe a really smart one.
Yeah. Who would you pick?
I don't know. Maybe I actually don't know. I like how I asked you this, and I don't even have my own answer.
I mean, I don't know that it would be Quentin, but that's the first one.
I wouldn't waste it on a person like on a movie director. I don't think.
Who would you? You'd do like a scientist, or
yeah, probably someone that's really smart. You know, because yeah. Then I could, you know, ask them about stuff. But not any like. But see, the problem with smart people is like all the famous smart people are not the smartest smart people.
Yep.
You know what I mean? The smartest smart people is just some dude out there who's like some scientist or something.
Yeah, and they're so like, busy being smart.
Yeah, they're busy. They have no time to be famous, you know? So, yep. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe someone... Yeah, that's the problem with famous people, right?
Field of famous. Science would you... Let's just say you could... You could go through a list and pick the best scientists from a certain field. Mm. What field do you think you would choose? Like computers or physics or biology or
mathematics?
Math.
Yeah. Because I think why
you don't. I like feel that? Like I wouldn't understand a lot of.
But what that's why I would do it though, right? Because yeah. Math is like this is like you can it applies to everything, and they would have an opinion about every single thing. Like if you chose chemistry or physics or biology or. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, those are all, they're going to talk about that forever, basically. And then you get bored of that and you're like, I don't know what you're talking about anymore. But math, they could talk about anything and they could apply math to it and be like, oh, this is how this mathematically works or whatever. I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah. I would not complain if I was stuck in a place with an expert, amazing mathematician for 24 hours. That would actually be a really good experience for me.
Hopefully it's one like one of the weirder ones, you know, like the Malcolm from Jurassic Park kind of deal. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
And not one of the, not regular ones, but like not one of the more introverted ones that doesn't like talk as much.
Yeah, not like teaches Calc 1.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I like math, but I don't understand nearly as much as I'd like. So I feel like I'd get a lot out of that kind of conversation. You know?
Yeah, you could kind of get their perspectives on things without having to learn like 12 years of intense.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'd still pick Quentin, though.
I know you would. That's fine. You're allowed.
I really like movies.
I like movies, too. But I don't have a director that I'm like, oh, I really want to spend 24 hours in a room with him.
Yeah.
Or her. Okay.
What about like James Cameron?
No. I wouldn't spend 24 hours in jail. He'd talk about Avatar for 16 hours.
Okay, what about John Carpenter?
I would do
maybe,
that.
Maybe.
He's good because he writes his own music, too. So he's, like, very multi-talented. So yeah, we could talk about stuff that isn't just movies with him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can talk about point. Everything with him. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna throw out a really...
You got a good one?
What would be the worst time to start a USA chant?
Oh, this isn't good. We shouldn't do this.
No, this is the best one.
This isn't good.
This is what I got. This is the one that I'm
choosing. Oh, no.
This is it. This is the one that we're doing now.
Oh, good.
Get as dirty as you want on this one. Get as bad as you want to get.
All right.
Just go.
Yes.
Go whole hog with this one.
Oh, I feel like we could lose some people here.
maybe this was a bad idea. You know what? It's fine.
All right, here. You know what? Maybe if we just don't say anything, it'll be even worse, though. Like, people, what they think of will be... So I feel like we're obligated to say something
now.
Yeah,
we really are now.
Hurry, think of something funny.
Just don't go too far with it. You have to tread a pretty...
But you said the worst.
I did say the worst.
Okay, how about...
I mean...
I feel like... Or... All right, say, like, Russia wins the Olympics, a gold medal in the Olympics, and people just start chanting USA. That's kind of rude. That's kind of rude.
That's not even close to what this question is asking, though. Like, no one would care about that. They'd be like, whatever.
That's why I said it.
Those Americans. No. Yeah, they're going to be pretty bad. Oh, I have a good one, but this isn't, like, dirty, but it's funny.
Okay, what is it?
So, on, like, Black Friday... When everyone's, like, running into the stores and everything, and they're getting trampled. Mm-hmm. And then you start the chant there, because, you know.
There's, like, kids on the ground being trampled.
Exactly.
Everybody's just chanting USA.
Woo! Black Friday! Yeah, I gotta get that $5 TV or whatever.
CD-DVD player combo.
Yep, it's like, it's 2004, and you need that CD-DVD combo, man. I don't know. Yeah, that's, I guess, this is a bad one. I mean,
I think we handled it good, though.
It's a good one. It's too good, almost.
Yeah.
It's almost too good. All right, I don't know. I have nothing next for the thing. See, I'm not even on the ball here today.
No, we're doing fine.
Are we?
We got this. So
we're going to edit this whole section out.
We're going to have to go to the next page here.
What are you drinking? What are you drinking right now? I can hear you drinking.
No, I had some grape soda earlier, but it's all depleted now.
What brand of grape soda?
It's OSO brand. Oso.
Oso. Is it? Is it so-so?
It is. No, it's really good.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious.
It's expensive too. It's like $2 for one bottle, and you can't even buy six packs.
Why would you buy that?
Because it's really good.
Is it $2 a bottle good? Is it like the big bottles or like the little glass ones?
No, it's just like it's a little glass one.
So it's like the 12-ounce ones?
Yeah.
Wow, that is some hipster shit right there, man.
Yeah, I buy a lot of little sodas like that, the individual sodas. They just make me happy.
You enjoy spending $20 on 24 ounces of fluid?
I mean, it's better than that. It's $1 for 6 ounces. So,
all right, fair enough. I was trying to be, you know, pedantic here, but
it is hipster grape soda though. It's good though.
What is the logo? I'm gonna Google this. What does the logo look like? Oh yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look like it's expensive grape soda. It looks like a bad, not good logo.
It looks kind of hipstery though. I see it though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so good. Oh, I get it.
You get it?
Oh, see, I was thinking it's like so-so.
No.
So-so soda.
It's oh so.
That would be great. A good knockoff brand, right?
Like, yeah. So-so. It's so-so.
So-so
for $1.
Yeah. It's half the price.
It's like underneath that shelf.
Yeah. It has like the exact same logo, but it just has.
They have an orange soda too, but it isn't good at all. I don't recommend that one.
Is it so-so?
It is a little worse than so-so. Wow, it just tastes like sharp, sweet. Bad.
Sharp?
It's like it stuns your palate. It's so sweet.
Oh, that's a weird way of putting it, I guess. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a sharp soda before.
You've never had something that's so sweet?
I have. I don't know if I'd describe it as sharp, though.
It feels painful.
Yeah, I guess that's true. All right. Fair enough, I guess. I don't know. Painful.
All right, I'm just going to throw out a random one that I pick. It might not be good.
It's fine. Okay.
What fun activity can you do for $20 or less? That one's so easy. It's just eating.
Everything is food with you. What fun activity can you do for $20? What would you eat, though?
Probably tacos, if there were good tacos.
Mm. Yeah, I think I would eating, too. And or going to the movies.
Yeah, both movies.
Fun activities for less than $20. That's it, baby. That was an easy one. That was like not even close.
Yeah, that was way too easy. What is a dead giveaway that someone is untrustworthy? They lie.
they lie to you about stuff.
That's I don't a pretty know. Good
I don't,
one.
I'm not like a cop or whatever. I don't really know the answer to that.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, see, that's really tough. Maybe they're like shifty eyes or something, right?
No My one eyes really, are shifty, and no I'm one, perfectly
no
trustworthy.
No one really has shifty eyes, though, in real life.
I do.
Like, they do in, like, movies and, like cartoons, but no one really has shifty eyes.
I had a computer teacher. Her eyes would move back and forth all the time. I don't know if that's, like, a disease or something, but, yeah. Slight interesting fact about...
Did she have, like, a disorder or something?
I think it was, yeah. Her eyes would just move back and forth all the time. It's kind of weird, but she was really nice.
Well, she better have been. No, I'm just kidding. Wow, there's like nothing today. I mean, there is, but they're just not very exciting.
Yeah, there's nothing I could think of. What hero was actually the villain?
What? Like in what? In anything?
I guess.
Humans. First. No. I know. We did that. We did that one last time. I know. I know. We did that one last time.
Kevin Spacey is Kaiser Soze.
You just spoiled that movie for everybody.
That's a really old movie. If you haven't seen it by now, you're out of luck.
It's 20 years old, right? Isn't it?
Not only are we going to have NSFW tags, we're going to have spoiler tags too.
If you haven't seen The Usual Suspects yet. Don't watch or don't listen to this episode of the podcast, right?
Yes.
I mean, he wasn't really the hero, though. He was just...
Yeah.
I mean, you knew he was the bad guy in the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking. I'm looking. We'll just edit this whole, like, last 20 minutes out right now. Because nothing interesting is happening in it. Wow, this is really dead air right now.
Yeah.
Are you excited about this?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Are you really excited
There's a briefcase with $3 million inside. All you have to do is go by yourself and get it. Where's one place where you would not go to retrieve the briefcase?
One place I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Detroit.
I don't... I'd go to Detroit for $3 million.
I wouldn't go to the moon. I don't know. Actually, I would go to the moon. Yes.
Yeah, I'd probably...
Scratch that. I would only go to the moon. That's the only place I would go for the briefcase. So then I would get to go to the moon.
I'd go pretty much anywhere. That's not a good question.
Yeah, that's not really... I don't really get that one.
I don't know what they were expecting people to say that was profound or good. Or I feel like that's the case with a lot of these, though.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I got a good one.
What's a good one?
Who's the most obnoxious video game character of all time?
Oh, there's so many.
But what's all time?
Oh, there's one that pops into mind.
It's got
to
be someone from Sonic, right? It has to be. No?
It might not be.
All right, what do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
Squall.
Oh my god, Squall is really obnoxious.
He's bad. I mean, it's one of my it probably is my favorite Final Fantasy, but he is an obnoxious character.
I feel like every episode we go over how Final Fantasy 8 is your favorite Final Fantasy.
Just, there are a lot
just
of
throwing
things
that out there.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there. But Squall
gotta make
is,
sure people know.
Yeah. But Squall is really annoying. He's like everything that people, like, he's like, they like read a bunch or watched a lot of like teenage dramas or whatever, and they're like, all right, we're gonna put all this into one character and it's gonna be Squall, you know,
and they picked a really bad name too,
and they made they like modeled him to look like an angsty person.
Yes,
like whatever guys, I'm too cool for you.
That's I feel like they could replace all of his dialogue with that, just
with whatever, I don't care. And then he'd like flip his hair and be like, oh, yeah, whatever. I don't care about that. I'm too cool. I'm gonna polish my gun blade over here.
Over here. Yeah, polish your gun blade. That's what he does.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know polish, what you mean.
Polish the gun. Polish the old gun blade.
Yep.
The old G blade. You know. It does have like a little trigger at the end, and you know.
No. Okay, we.
Now this is really an SF.
This train is running off course.
All right. Well. So Squall is really annoying. Yes, I agree that is true.
Amy from Sonic is really bad too.
Half the Sonic characters are really annoying.
Yeah,
like anyone they introduced after the Sonic six, after yeah, like anyone that's newer. Basically, anyone after Sonic. Yeah, if they created a character after Sonic, odds are they're annoying. I mean, Tails is annoying, but I wouldn't call him the most obnoxious.
No, I like Tails, but he is annoying.
Yeah. I mean, Knuckles isn't annoying so much as he's just kind of dumb as a character. Like, he's just like a beefy dude, a kid.
Have you seen him in the new Sonic game? No. I think it's called Sonic Boom.
Is he, like, buff or whatever?
He's, like, buff now.
Of course he is.
He doesn't know, but he never was before.
Well,
he's, like,
he had that, like, persona, though. Like, Knuckles.
I'm Knuckles.
I'm tough. I mean, his name is Knuckles, for Christ's sake. Like,
yeah.
He's named after the punching part of your body. Like, what do you expect?
Yes.
I need to look up that image, though. Sonic Boom, Knuckles.
Yeah, look up the Sonic Boom cover.
Who else? They had a lot of, like, throwaway characters in Sonic. Didn't they have, like, an alligator guy or something like that?
I don't remember an alligator guy.
They had an alligator. Hold on.
In the Sonic TV show, there was a robot chicken.
I feel like I'm almost positive they had an alligator. Yes, they did. They did.
No way.
Yes.
They didn't have an alligator. Vector
the crocodile.
What?
He's right there. Vector the crocodile. I see him.
What game was he in?
I don't know. debuted in Knuckles Chaotix.
Oh.
What the hell is Knuckles Chaotix?
Probably like a not good game for the Sega Saturn or something.
It's Sega 32X.
That was pretty close. Yeah.
I don't even know what a 32X is. That's probably like Saturn in Japan or something. Yeah, he's a big alligator and he looks great.
He looks really good.
He has a gold chain around his neck and his mouth is like wide open. It's just, he's good. He's a good looking fellow.
Yeah. So Squall and pretty much any character in Sonic after Sonic,
He was in Sonic Heroes.
I don't think I played Sonic Heroes.
Okay, there's a fantastic image. He is a detective in Sonic Heroes. I'm not even lying to you right now. Like,
I
this
need
is,
to look at this.
This is real. There's
What's
a
his
picture.
Name again?
Vector. Vector the alligator or the crocodile? I'm sorry, crocodile. There is a picture of him in, like, a detective's office, like, relaxing on a chair.
Oh my gosh, you're right. He,
Isn't that
he exists.
Isn't that amazing? He looks really good, too.
He has headphones.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, he listens to music.
I mean, you have to. When you're in a Sonic game and the kind of music they play these days, you know, you have to have your own tunes to drown it out, right? So anyway, wow, he's a cool guy. He's like too cool, you know.
He kind of reminds me of King K. Rool from Donkey Kong.
He does look like if King K. Rool had like a son
and lost a lot of gosh, the resemblance is uncanny.
No, but like if K-Rool had a son that was like a little rebellious and started like hanging with the wrong crowd kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. The gold chain and the big bracelet
and the head wears headphones all the time, like that's he's K-Rool's son basically.
That might be lore or canon.
That's
rather
canon. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter that that's Sega and Nintendo, those are two different. It doesn't matter. It's fine.
It doesn't matter. No.
I mean, Sonic and Mario, everyone knows they share the same universe.
Yeah.
And Donkey Kong. Those are all just the same universe. Yeah, so Vector is like K. Rool's like rebellious teenage son.
Yes.
He's like, tough luck, Dad. I'm not helping you fight the Kongs. I want to fight a different enemy. I'm going for Sonic. That's how I imagine him sounding. I don't know if he actually sounds like that. But
yeah, he does that thing Squall does too, the
yeah. And he says, well, whatever. I'm going to fight Sonic and Knuckles and Tails, and
I don't want to fight these monkeys.
The other characters I don't remember. There's a couple other Sonic people. Oh, there's the cat guy, right?
What? Yeah, Rouge the Bat?
No, the cat. The big cat guy.
Huh?
Come on. I thought you know about Sonic way more than I do, and yet you don't even know any characters.
I haven't played a lot of the
Big the Cat
modern Sonic games. Big the Cat.
Big the Cat's his name.
That's a really good name for a cat.
He's really good looking too.
That's not a cat.
He is though. That's his name. Sonic has like the best character designers in the world.
Actually, I kind of like this guy. I don't want to put him on the
I feel like he's like the Wario of Sonic, you know?
Yeah.
That's how the I real, would describe.
I mean, I don't know. He looks non-vocal. It doesn't look like intelligible words would come out of this character's mouth.
Oh my god, I found one of him snowboarding.
I mean, it is Sonic.
I don't remember him. Yeah, he doesn't look annoying though. I remember him in some game though. I don't remember what game it was. I don't know. The alligator is the cake taker.
The alligator, no, I think that's a good character. I like that he's King K. Rool's son.
Well, he is now that we've decided that. Yeah, that's all the annoying ones I mean there's many more annoying ones. All the Sonic characters are really annoying.
Do you remember Aiko? That girl you had to walk around everywhere? Annoying. She was annoying.
But she didn't, like, say anything. She just tugged your arm and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really good game, but... Wow, that was annoying.
Aiko girl, whatever.
Aiko girl, yeah.
Aiko girl, is that her name?
Oh, wait. That's what I know her
is
as.
Is Aiko the name of the guy or the girl?
Oh, it's the boy, I think. The guy with the horns.
Okay, so Aiko's the child, and the girl is something else. All right, well, yeah, good video game characters. All right, you have something for me now? You should.
These aren't real good, though.
Oh, they should be.
I don't know. I'm kind of running into a wall.
Why?
I don't have any good questions.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Yes.
What classic video game has aged wonderfully?
We're back to video games again, huh?
I mean, it's...
Wonderfully or horribly?
Wonderfully. We can do horribly, too, though.
I mean, all the Mario games have aged really well.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you can still play them, and everyone likes to play them.
Yeah, I still enjoy playing Mario 1. Like, if it's on an arcade machine, I'll play that.
Yeah, but aged poorly? I mean,
a lot. Point-and-click adventure
everything
games.
Everything has aged poorly. A lot of things have aged poorly.
Yeah.
I think a lot of, like, 3D games have aged really poorly. Like, early 3D games.
Yeah.
Like, N64, PlayStation 1,
I don't know about N64. I think there was a magic to that console.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much any game on it.
I mean, like, that era of games. Like, a lot of third-party games aged really badly.
Yeah.
Like, PS1 had a lot of those. That just, like, no one knew how to make 3D games, so it was just like, woo! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I think. But, the best would be, like, Mario would age really well, and a lot of Super Nintendo games aged really well.
Mm-hmm. Super Nintendo RPGs, mm-hmm. Sonic aged pretty well.
The early ones.
Mega Man. Yeah, Mega Man aged pretty well, too.
The early Sonics aged well.
Yeah. No, not the...
The 3D ones did not. Those were the opposite of aging well.
What two movie titles, when combined, would make one must-see movie?
Ooh. One? Just, okay.
You combine two movie titles.
I get it. I'm trying to think of my favorite movie and then combining it with another movie.
A Fistful of Aliens.
Aliens is Aliens. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be must-see. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because that would be like a bad like sci-fi
show. If you can fit them all in your fist, that's not a very threatening alien.
And it sounds like a bad like alien western movie. Yeah. That would be on like Sci-Fi Channel or whatever.
I mean, I would watch that.
I mean, though. I know you would. But it's not a must watch though.
Yeah.
That's like a, it's on at 2 in the morning and I have nothing else to do. Watch.
Yeah.
Movie. Okay, we should take Die Hard because die and hard are both good words to like smash. And I need another movie now. This is surprisingly difficult. Die. What?
Die hard.
Harder.
They already have that.
I know.
And I saw it and it was good.
Is that an official title?
Yeah, Die Hard. Isn't that an official title?
No, I don't think so.
I think it is.
I don't remember a movie called Die Harder.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
I got a good one.
What's a good one?
What should we name the first pub on Mars? That's a really good one.
Do you know that pub in that place where everybody sees the aliens out in the desert? The Little Alien?
The Little Alien?
Yeah.
Oh, that's clever. I never heard of that. No.
Yeah, there's... what is it? Simon Pegg, he made a movie about like making a pilgrimage to that bar. They could have a location of that bar on Mars. I think it'd be very appropriate.
But that one, that's not a good first bar name.
Yeah, it already exists on Earth.
It's gonna be like some stupid name. Like it's gonna be like Joe's Bar or something, you know. Like whoever gets there first and be like Joe's Mars Bar or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Buck's Mars Bar.
Buck.
Because Buck is, he's like the first Buck person.
On Mars.
He's the first entrepreneur on Mars.
Buck.
So he names it after himself. Yeah.
Like Buck Rogers?
Yeah, like Buck Rogers.
I like Buck. That's a good, like, he's like an oil tycoon.
Yeah.
And he wears a cowboy hat, like, at all times. And he was, like, the first, like, civilian on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, colonized.
And he decided to open a pub.
And and everything's, but no, everything on, he has like his own town and everything's Buck's whatever. So like Buck's Bar, and then like he has like Buck's Grocers, and then like, you know, Buck's Bicycle Shop. I don't know why you'd need that on Mars, but, you know, he would have it probably because he's Buck. And then like instead of Walmart, it'd be like Buck Mart.
Buck Mart, that's a good mart.
Yeah, he would. Like,
I would shop at Buck
He would
mart.
Like own like a part of Mars. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What, you know? And he'd have like a mustache, probably too.
Yeah, definitely a mustache. Wears a bandana and cowboy hat at all times.
Mm-hmm. He's kind of overweight.
Yes.
Yeah, he sounds like yeehaw a lot. You know, he rides a horse all the time
on Mars.
On Mars, I feel like he'd be kind of like Ted Turner. But a little more oil tycoon looking. Yeah.
That's he has a special space outfit for his horse that he rides on Mars.
How would you... I don't think you'd be able to gallop correctly.
He, like... The horse just stands on a moving platform, and he just...
moves
that way.
So the horse is basically for show.
Yes.
You know. Maybe him and his horse are, like, in, like, one big spacesuit.
I don't think he'd want to do that, though.
Why?
I'm...
Why not?
Horses don't smell good.
Well, It would be more economical to have like one big spacesuit.
I wouldn't share a spacesuit with a horse. Personally.
What if like what if you had like a little latch though in like the back of the spacesuit?
That wouldn't work though. It needs to be a tight seal.
Like depressurize when necessary or whatever. You know. No. I don't know. They could make like a pressure vacuum kind of thing, you know. I don't know. They could do
it. Use a tube.
NASA would be able to figure this stuff out or whatever.
I wouldn't share a spacesuit with a horse. But what? Buck would.
It would be made specifically for them both. It would be a custom, yes. Like, horse and person.
Horse suit. Man's. What if you fell off the horse?
Then
Buck doesn't fall off his horse, though. That's not a worry.
You would die, basically. <Yeah. laughs> Well, you know, the spacesuit would, like, be small that, like, you wouldn't really have the leeway to fall, really.
But, like, if you're laying sideways on the horse is, like, crushing your leg.
Why would you lay sideways on...
Because the horse falls or something. It's asphyxiating or gets nervous.
It, like, falls on Mars.
Yes.
Yeah, it is on a foreign planet. It doesn't know what's happening. Maybe...
And it's in a spacesuit that... I mean, horses notoriously do not like... things like that.
It would be fine. What if you had like a little slots for like part of its body to come out so that it could like feel the ground on its toes and stuff?
I guess
like its hooves, like there's like a slot and they go through,
they protrude out. Yeah. They have like space horse hooves too. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, what about that?
I mean, maybe.
Would that kill you if you had, like, a part of your body exposed on Mars?
I saw The Martian. Mm-hmm. I think it was with Matt Damon. And when he was exposed to the Martian atmosphere because of a crack in his suit or something, uh-huh. He did okay.
Yeah, I feel like you'd be all right. As long as you can breathe, right?
I think you would not... I think you wouldn't want to have your body exposed... for a long period of time, because it's either very cold or...
But, I mean, we're talking about a horse here, right? I mean, it could probably deal with it.
I feel like it
might be bad because it's, like, different pressurizes or whatever, you know?
The horse, like, starts leaking.
I mean, I think the horse suit is good. Basically, what I'm imagining for Mars, like, our first colony, would be, like, it'd be like the Wild West, you know what I mean? Because it's uncolonized, we wouldn't really have a lot of laws yet. So Buck comes in, right?
And on his horse,
and he colonizes the whole like Mars. Oh, I got it. It's not Buck's Pub. It's Buck's Saloon.
Yeah, of course.
Duh. Yeah. I think it'd be like Mars. It would be like the West, the Old West. You know, Buck would be like the mayor of the town. He would own everything. And then you'd have, like, you know, Stinky Pete or whatever.
Yeah.
He's, like, the town drunk. I don't know how he got to Mars, but whatever. That's beside the point. And then you'd have, like, the criminals somehow got there, too. Oh, obviously. So when in the future, in, like, 500 years, when our prison cells fill up, mm-hmm. we send them to Mars.
Oh,
and
right.
then when Buck colonizes, they somehow, like, break out. Or, like, there's, like, a mole, you know, that, like,
Or Buck, his all of his establishments that have created have put him in a lot of debt, and he's forced to accept all of these criminals.
Yeah, yeah.
So that they can do labor and keep up everything.
But they revolt and, like, get free or whatever. So they're just roaming the Martian countryside now.
Yes. And it's like, up to Buck.
And it's up to Buck to, like, to basically, like, prevent them from... taking over, you know, Buck's colony or whatever. And like
that's a good
That's
a good idea. I'd watch that movie.
Buck's Colony would be the name of
Buck's Colony.
Yeah. That'd be the show name too. And then obviously he would elect like a sheriff of Mars, you know. Who would be like I don't know.
Samuel L. Jackson.
It would be Mike Rowe, I think.
Mike yes. And he is he's naked. Totally naked the whole movie.
At all times.
Yes.
But he's in a spacesuit. too.
No, he's not. Mike Rowe can survive on Mars just fine without his face.
He just has like a helmet on or whatever.
Yeah, just the helmet and the shotgun.
That's all you need, really. Yep. And he's patrolling the Martian landscape. I mean, I think this is basically where we're heading in like 500 years.
I think so too.
Yeah, Buck and
Mike Rowe,
who's still alive somehow. It doesn't matter. We'll probably preserve him, you know, like we did Walt Disney.
Yeah, he's a national treasure for sure.
I mean, if I had to like make a list of what celebrities would be frozen, you know, he'd be like at the top, like very
for sure.
He'd be like number one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I have watched a whole lot of Dirty Jobs.
I know. No, me too. I'm saying he would be at the very, 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 very top.
It's important, too, because, you know, Mars is going to have their own Dirty Jobs.
I mean, all of Mars is going to be a big Dirty Job in the very
beginning. So they're going to need him to make reality television shows about all of the Dirty Jobs.
Right, and not actually do the job. Do it for, like, a day, and then return to being himself.
Then go back to being naked and shooting a shotgun.
Guy. Yeah. Yeah. And then the bad guy would be like, he'd be a really bad criminal on Earth, like a mafia boss or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd like deport him to Mars, but he'd like have all these connections, you know?
Yeah.
And that would allow him to like get out of jail and like start an organized crime thing going on in Mars. You know what I mean?
On Mars, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, so there you go. That's so the answer to whatever question this was.
Was that.
All that stuff is the answer. I think it was what the pub was. Yeah, that was what was the pub
name. What would you name the first pub on
Which
Mars?
Which is, it's not what would I name it, it's what it will be, and it's Buck's Saloon.
Buck's Saloon.
So
and it. we have a whole story surrounding it.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a story. That's the future.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Good work.
Thank you. All right. Well, we're at like 1 hour and 11 minutes.
Yes. So
maybe we should call it here. I feel like that's a good stopping point.
Yeah, I think it's an okay stopping point.
You want to go?
Sure. So this has been the Time Bat Show with Time Aces and Bat Snacks. I'm Bat Snacks.
I'm Time Aces.
Thank you for listening this week.
And who are we sponsored by again?
We're sponsored by John Boat Beer. John Boat Beer, it makes bad movies better.
And in the future, we will be sponsored by Buck's...
Buck's Saloon.
And Buck's Outdoor...
And Buck Mart.
Buck's Outdoor Mars Emporium as well.
Yes.
Those are in the future. So yeah. That was episode 8, 7, 6, whatever. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And that's the show.
Thanks for tuning in.
All right, thanks.